From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. New laws took effect in Missouri yesterday, including one that helps survivors of domestic violence, stalking, and sexual assault. Now, they can break a housing lease without having to pay excessive fees. State Senator Lauren Arthur, a Democrat from Kansas City, sponsored the bill and says there was bipartisan support.
Can you imagine enduring violence and trauma and then being told by a landlord that you have to stay in that situation or pay exorbitant fees or face legal difficulty?
Other laws that began in Missouri yesterday include no more mandatory minimum sentences for some nonviolent crimes, and drivers will have to pay a few extra dollars for car registration fees, the first such increase in over 20 years. A St. Louis-based organization is suing the state of Missouri and its Office of Administration over what it says is an unequal application of the state's Sunshine Law. The lawsuit filed yesterday by the Show Me Institute centers on names and other information about public employees that the Office of Administration gives to the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. The Show Me Institute says when it filed a public records request seeking the same information, it received copies with about 90% of the information redacted. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is standing firm that there will be no special legislative session on gun violence. As Jacqueline Driscoll reports, the governor isn't convinced anything would be accomplished.
Parson summoned lawmakers back for a special session to run concurrently with the veto session next month for a car sales tax technicality. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus asked the governor to add gun violence to the list, but Parson rejected the idea on Tuesday. He reiterated that on Wednesday.
Special session, you want to do something a limited time that you think you can get a fix to. I'm not for sure you gain anything by a special session on the gun violence.
Parson proposed increased highway patrol and finding more funding streams to help with gun violence, but says it should be saved for the regular legislative session. The cost of this special session is expected to be around $16,000. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Dozens of new laws took effect in Missouri yesterday, and one of them gives parents more rights over their children's health care. The so-called Simons Law requires doctors and other medical staff to get a parent's permission before issuing a do not resuscitate order, which tells medical staff not to perform CPR if their kid's heart stops beating. Other laws that took effect yesterday include more expensive car registration fees for the first time in 20 years and scrapping mandatory minimum sentences for some nonviolent crimes. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.